Hello, and welcome to this meditation for calming the nervous system. The breath is the only system in the body that can communicate with all the other systems. Most of the other systems react when there's a change in the nervous system. But we have no control over those systems in the same way that we can control the breath. When the heartbeat quickens, by slowing the breath, you can soften and slow the heartbeat. When our blood flushes, the breath is the only way to bring it back to homeostasis. When the nervous system is triggered, some people freeze, some pass out, some feel pains in their belly. And no matter how your particular body reacts to stress in nervous situations, the breath is the most efficient tool for calming the nervous system down and beginning that chain reaction through all the systems of the body. The breath is always with you and can be used any time of day to calm and release. When the nervous system panics and creates a response within the body, if you can learn to use the breath to turn it from fight or flight to rest and digest, then you can eliminate nearly all of your nervous mental struggles. Even if you're someone who deeply understands the science, anatomy, and mechanics of the human body, you can only use this method of healing and understand it by practicing it. Whenever you are triggered, it's incredibly difficult to focus on the breath and use this technique to calm and release in those moments. It's much easier to integrate this practice when your nervous system isn't at the max of a sympathetic response. And to become skilled in this technique so that you can use it at the height of a sympathetic nervous response. The more you practice using the breath to communicate with the nervous system, the better you will get. By creating a ritual of conscious breathing, you create a habit of staying calmer and more relaxed. When the nervous system flips on, your thinking mind often moves into overdrive. This is what happens when stressful or hurtful situations arise. The heart beats fast. The thinking mind turns on and is flooding you with what ifs. This is going to happen now. This. A lot of thoughts that you don't have control over and a lot of unknowns that might not even happen. the best thing we can do to not only prevent these responses, but to help heal from them, is to take more conscious breaths each and every day. The more anxious, nervous, and stressed you have been in the past, and you might be now, the harder it will be to dedicate time to this practice. With determination and diligence, you can create a new way of reacting when things happen. In fact, you may have adopted a subconscious breathing pattern somewhere along your life journey, created by nervousness and panic. This leads to your circulatory system always being in overdrive, like your increased heart rate moves into the digestion system, causing IBS, Crohn's, constipation, ulcers. You wear down your immune system and your stress organs, such as your kidneys and your adrenals, from the issues we have dealt with since we were maybe even as young as being toddlers until now. We have learned and created a habit of these breathing patterns. Stressful states create their own breathing patterns. Heartbreak creates one, anxiety, depression, in the same way that happiness and peacefulness have their own breathing patterns as well. A reverse breathing pattern, or fight or flight breathing pattern, is when the belly goes in on an inhale and the chest gets big and lifts. On an exhale, the belly softens out and the chest fills in. Breaths tend to be fast and shallow. And in this practice today, we want to unlearn this by switching from unconscious breathing to conscious breathing. You turn the thinking mind off, or at least down, and the nervous system is allowed to take rest. By creating a gentle, conscious breathing pattern, the nervous system is smooth, digestion is steady, wounds are healing, and the heart rate softens and slows, and relaxation begins to take effect in all of the systems, like a chain reaction. So now we will begin practicing a breathing practice for calming the nervous system. Follow the inhale along its journey into your body. Then follow your breath back out of your body. Continue to breathe with your attention fully on your breath as it slowly moves in through your nostrils, down the throat, into the chest and belly. watch your own natural breathing pattern. Feel where it likes to move. Where does your body allow your breath to move? And notice if it gets stuck somewhere. Where is the peak of your inhale? And where does your body hold? Track the deepest depth of your breath. And as you exhale, follow that track all the way up and out. As you inhale, soften your belly. As you inhale, soften your belly, especially your lower belly, and let it hang out like a giant Buddha belly. And for the next few breaths, focus on using your full belly to bring a little more breath into your body. And at the moment you think you're full, soften a little bit more and let a little more breath enter. Imagine breathing into your teeth. And imagine how that softens the pathway into your belly. Continue the slow, deep breath. And now seek to discover the width of your breath. On your next inhale, breathe wide into your ribs. See how wide you can breathe into your chest. Into 360 degrees. Breathe wide side to side. And front to back. Continue softening your belly on the inhale. And imagine breathing into your cheekbones. And imagine how that widens the path into your chest. As you exhale, slow down your breath. And on your next inhale, discover the upper area of your lungs. Allow the inhale to initiate from your belly. Then your ribs. Finally, filling up the area around your collarbone. exhale, release, and relax with ease. Imagine breathing into your eyeballs and imagine how that brings breath into your upper lungs. Now breathe into them all together, belly, ribs, collarbones. Slowly release. Inhale through your teeth, into your cheekbones, and into your eyeballs. And slowly release. And in your own pace, allow yourself to fill up from the bottom. And when you feel full, allow the exhale to slide out with ease. Place your attention on your pelvic floor as you inhale and begin filling up from there. And then before you exhale, shift your attention to the crown of your head and exhale through the crown of your head. Into your pelvic floor. And out of your crown. Continue at your own pace. Softening and slowing the breath little bits each time you exhale. Stay here for as long as you would like, or if you feel complete and well rested, bring your hands to your heart center. Feeling your heart and chest lifting with every inhale. And exhaling slowly, releasing. Inhale. Feel the gratitude flowing through you, all the way down to your pelvis. You can silently give thanks to anything you're grateful for, to help guide an intention of positivity and love through this open spaciousness you created in this conscious breathing exercise today. Whenever you're finished, softly and slowly move back to a seated position and take a moment to notice the changes you feel from when we started this meditation until now. Namaste.